Hello everybody, it's about 3:15 on the Monday afternoon. I'm not normally this functional on a Monday, to be fair. I'm at Broadway Cinemas. They're doing an event today, which is a number of people speaking about environmental issues around the area in terms of landscapes and how people can get involved. And I'm with...
Trish Evans from EcoWorks.
And Trish, so at the end of that session there, set of presentations about landscapes and the environment, you mentioned something of like a project that people can get involved with, or at least a set of instructions, if you like, for us to be able to help in the community. Can you give me sort of elaborate on that? Because I heard you say it, but I didn't really take it all in because I was a bit sidetracked.
Well, basically, when you're working in the area that we are in terms of community gardens and mental health, there's a growing need for us to evidence the impact of the work we're doing, because we've got to source funding and we've got to demonstrate our claims, really, with those that we work with and service users. And we are very able to provide anecdotal sort of evidence, but actually there needs to be more of a shift towards clinical evidence in terms of the wider impact of individuals in the community and mental health services. So, EcoWorks has been funded by EcoMinds, which is a lottery fund hooking up with Mind. And as part of that, those who've been funded were brought together to find out more about how to evidence to help sustain our projects in the longer term. And within that, there was a presentation around a model called Recovery Star. And like I said in what I said in today's event, I'll pass that on to Graham Green because people can download it. But it's a really interesting model of evaluation, and it works very closely with individuals, and it helps review a progress of impact of an individual whilst they're accessing the provision that you've got.
Right.
But it's really accessible and it's really, really interesting, and I've done a lot of evaluation and capture, and this seems much more of a bridge between the, oh yes, this is great, I'm enjoying myself, I feel much better today, evidence, to actually seeing a progress and a change.
So is it more quantifiable, is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is, and it would also stack up with other evidence that's out there in terms of, look, if you want to promote the impact of your project, say, to a GP service or to commissioners, you would actually have much more of a concrete starting point to promote your work. But what I was saying also today would be really great for other similar organisations perhaps hooking up with themselves to see how we can support each other and share our evidence to help promote our services in this particular quite niche market, which is ever-growing. So that's what I was saying today. Perhaps we could support each other. And there is training out there to deliver this kind of evaluation or to capture it, because... You know, you might be a garden coordinator, very familiar with instructing and supporting your teams and your service users. But to then bridge that into, right, I'm going to ask you very personal things about how you are. There is a fear, and it's a very difficult thing to get the reality of an individual's status and situation.
Right.
So, and it's a really it's a really fascinating model that I'd recommend anyone to read, actually. But I think we can support each other because it's a new step.
Okay, so just mention that model one more time.
Recovery Star.
And how do people get in touch with you?
Well, they can contact me via EcoWorks, but what I would say is that I could promote this via Gateway to Nature as well. Maybe they could stick it on their website. The other avenue to find out about Recovery Star is to go to the EcoMinds website, whereby there'd be information on it. I don't know that offhand, I'm afraid, but just Google EcoMinds. Yeah. And it's just a great starting point, you know, and it might seem a bit daunting, but it is actually quite user-friendly, I'd say.
Yeah. And how have you found the event so far for the mental health awareness for the last couple of weeks? Because I've seen you at a few events, and I went to an event on Friday, which was very difficult to cover because there was a lot of people in various stages of recovery. But it's great to see a lot of people turn out for these things. If there's a takeaway from these events, somebody's here for the first time, it's a fresh thing, what would you say that they should do? Should they get involved in the project? How should they get started with helping?
Do you mean like with service users?
Yeah, service users.
Oh, I mean, I think that it's the first thing to say is that all the projects involved in this are very welcoming. If you're insecure about going to any project, I'd say talk to your key worker or support worker and come along for a cup of tea. And that tends to be the case. And, you know, it's very informal offer. You know, it's come along and see for yourself. You know, some things suit some people more than others. And, you know, I think all of our gates are open.
Perfect. Well, okay. Thank you very much for the interview.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Cheers.